Welcome to Triangle 411, the pulse that moves the Triangle world today. It's a vibrant collection of stories, medical breakthroughs, what's trending, social good, events, and boundless other adventures. A conversation pit of comedians, authors, chefs, sports figures, experts, the common and the uncommon. Here's the host of Triangle 411, Mary Innsbrucker.
Hi, friends. It's time for Carrie Lazy Days, D-A-Z-E. I know I spoke with you about spring D-A-Z-E, but now it's the bigger one, the Lazy Days. I love it. I am so proud of Carrie and all our excellent public services and offerings like Lazy Days. Wow, it's one of a kind in my book. It has been going on for nearly 50 years now. What fun it is. I eagerly await the event every August, not only for a great weekend where I can spend time shopping, eating my favorite, and listening to music, but I get to go with family and friends. So many friends are there that I spend half the time just catching up over a lemonade. I have met people from all over the state who attend. It's such a cosmopolitan event, but still has Carrie small town charm. The festival is coming quickly, Saturday and Sunday, August 26th and 27th, from 9 to 5. And it is at the Carrie Town Hall campus. And it's not just arts and crafts. The place is alive with various entertainers, food, kids' play areas, and activities. A beer garden, cultural performances, and interactive displays. It takes 2 days to really soak it all in. And you're going to have so much fun. So if you can only make it one day, at least do that. The art show is gaining in size and popularity every year. There are artists from 16 states this year, almost 300 of them. Of course, they exhibit and sell their wares, but they also do live demonstrations and compete for juried awards. The major prize they seek is the Jerry Miller Artist Award. The award honors Lazy Day farmer, local artist Jerry Miller. The Jerry Miller Artist Award winners are judged to be the best in show for the Lazy Days Festival. They represent a wide range of artistic forms and styles. Dating back to the events beginning in 1977, can you believe that? Lazy Days remains a top-rated contemporary arts and crafts festival. I have seen showings in categories like digital, paint, leather, photo, glass, drawings, and even metal. There's even furniture, printmaking, and sculpture, so certainly something for everyone. The music is exploding with talent again this year. Three stages dot the campus during the festival. One of them is dedicated to the kids. Outside of Sunday's quiet hours from 9 to 11, the music is going strong all day. Some acts include the Carrie Town Band, always a favorite, Oak City Sound, AI Strong Quartet, Crush, the Carrie High Marching Band, Boots and Bangs, Lemon Sparks, Into the Fog, and so much more. On Sunday at 11 a.m., the many cultural performances offered hit the Academy Street stage. You know, Carrie is a very diverse community, so I love seeing the different cultural performances. On the kids' stage, the little ones can catch Applause, Carrie Youth Theater, Storytime with Justine, and a lot of other fun treats. If you only have time to shop the exhibits, you can still see entertainment since they are constantly roaming through the grounds, all these different entertainers, including Imagine Circus, Motley Tones, Silver Girl, and more. Most of us appreciate a break and a cold beer during the lazy days of summer, and the festival has a beer garden, hosted by Sister Cities Association of Cary. Enjoy a lager, cold seltzer, crisp cider, or a nice glass of wine. Vendors at the beer garden this year include Behringer Triangle Wine, Tobacco Wood Brewery, and the Wandering Wolf Food Truck. Speaking of food, wow! Here's a list of the food you will find this year. Grab a bite and head to a dining area with picnic tables for a break. They've got ice cream, barbecue, fresh fruit smoothies. Those are always great on a hot summer day. There's chicken, Mexican, a lobster, curry, vegan, flatbread sandwiches, and Italian ices, tropical ices, and my favorite, béarnaise. There's also German foods, cheese curds, and kettle corn. Always smells good as you wander through the area. Last year, the town estimated 60,000 attendees over the 2 days. Hopefully, this year will be even bigger than ever. And I tried to cover a lot here, but if you want the detailed schedule or how to get there, etc., visit cary.gov. Cary.gov, that's a new one. Used to be a different site. Cary.gov and search Lazy Days, D-A-Z-E. You won't be sorry you did. You want to be one of those 60,000 attending and find out what it's all about and what draws so many people. Well, that's it for today. We have to say high five and goodbye. I'm Mary Innsbrucker for Triangle 411. Today's pocket is be kind to others.